This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good day program and good day time. It's 7 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with all my friends, including Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen and Jennifer Horn, working and reporting on, there I am with that word again, Kara. I'm reporting on, in a manner of speaking, I am. I'm not really a reporter per se. I'm not on the street getting the story, but I have a lot of information at my fingertips, and I intend to use that to bring all of you up to date from my perspective on things that are classically interesting. That is, they'll stand the test of time beyond the next few seconds, beyond the next few minutes, beyond the, well, maybe even tomorrow or the next day. So the acquittal yesterday of the police officer charged in the arrest of Freddie Gray, remember, black man in Baltimore, suffered the fatal spine cord injury in the police van with police, renewing questions of whether any of the six police officers charged in the case would be convicted at all. What say you? What do you think? 888-302-3684. We'll have a 2020 news quiz question in a moment as well. You can use that line, 888-302-DOUG. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Twitter at Good Day Show. Facebook.com/Good Day. Lots of conversation about Edward Nero, N-E-R-O, as in while Rome burns, etc. He's found not guilty. Not guilty. Over Freddie Gray's death. He was accused, actually, of assaulting Mr. Gray. The clearing of these charges, I don't find surprising, given what I know, having lived in Baltimore for a while, worked in that area, Baltimore and Washington. He was also charged with misconduct and reckless endangerment, one of the six officers charged in the Freddie Gray death. The mayor says the city is ready to deal with the disturbances that are likely to take place. His attorney, Freddie Gray's attorney, Bill Murphy, says he didn't disagree with the judge's ruling at all.
I found no problem with the judge's reasoning, and of course the outcome about how he weighs the evidence is strictly up to him and not to us. I commend Judge Williams because he's one of those rare judges that disregarded public opinion. There was enormous pressure from the African-American community to get a conviction.
An African-American judge, would you say?
Yes, and he did not bend to that pressure. And so I think that the family is going to respect that opinion and await the outcome of the rest of the cases.
So does that mean because he's a black judge, this is a black, white-on-black crime, supposedly, does it mean that just because he's black, he has more credibility than a white judge would have had? That, unfortunately, I think is the conclusion of a lot of people who are both black and white. If, in fact, a white judge had made the same decision, I believe the reception in the black community in Baltimore would have been a whole lot different. Here's Congressman Elijah Cummings, who's notoriously stirring the pot, says the verdict is what it is. And there are other trials because there are five other police officers who have been charged in this case. And the second officer's trial is imminent. So is Baltimore going to be able to move on? And each one of these things going to take its place in the confusion circle? Here's the congressman.
What I've been reminding the people of our city is that they ask for justice, and here, this is what justice looks like. You don't always get the verdict that you want or maybe even expect. But the fact is that in most cases, when an unarmed person, African American or others, are injured or killed while in custody of the police, there are no charges. There is no trial. But here you have Officer Nero, who had some of the best lawyers in the country. The state's attorney decided to bring charges. They battled it out in a courtroom before an African-American judge who I know and have a tremendous amount of respect for. And that judge made a decision, and he made a decision that there was insufficient evidence to find Officer Nero guilty. But keep in mind, Andrea, we still have five more trials to go. There are five other officers that are charged, and the next trial comes up on June 6th.
All right, so what is that, a week from this? June 6th is, well, it'd be 2 weeks from yesterday that will start. Legal experts say the judge made a narrow finding, and it doesn't forestall the possibility of convictions against the others. The judge's ruling did not turn on the rejection of the prosecutor's broad legal theory, but rather on his determination that Officer Nero was a bit player. It's my understanding that the trials are being done in sort of a gradient level. That is, the least involved at first to the most involved. So those of you who hope that there's going to be some conviction here on somebody, if the blame gets laid on somebody, it'll be someone closer to the top, maybe the top two, as determined by the prosecution, those who are in the hierarchy of responsibility. Nero is at the bottom, and so the others who are closer to the top have more at risk. That's the way I read this anyway. So I think that puts the conversation to the next trial. And so, okay, it is what it is. It's a sad reality. And as I've said hundreds, if not thousands of times over the years on this program, it is just there's too many common denominators. It happens too often. There's just too much white police violence against blacks. Now, that's not to say that there aren't a lot of blacks who are involved in crime and deserve to be chased around, but it's the kind of petty stuff. A black guy with a blonde driving a red car down the highway. That's going to be a typical stop for someone who, in certain states, certain jurisdictions, doesn't have a clue. Bad training. So the better the training, the better the opportunity for these things not to happen. And you can say, well, there you go again, making generalizations. Nah. My conversation, my opinions, my thoughts are based on my experience, what I've seen, what I feel down to my core is a problem in American justice. Here, justice has apparently been served. I'm not the judge. I'm not the jury. I'm not the executioner. I'm a person with opinion. Kara, you had an opinion.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think in this situation, this is okay. I think especially if they're going from kind of lower involvement to higher involvement, I don't think that just because all the police officers were there, they should all necessarily go to jail. But I guess we were talking about yesterday that a lot of people who have authority or who are in positions that people respect them, they're not necessarily disciplined the way that they should be. And I think that this should go for police officers as well. So I'll be interested to see how the other trials go and what evidence is presented. Because, you know, I live near Baltimore and my family lives in Baltimore. And so this is a super important issue to a lot of people.
What did your family or your folks say? What was their opinion of the verdict when you talked to them last night?
I think just like the two clips that we heard, I think that most people are okay with it. I didn't hear any news of anything super crazy going on in the city. So I think most people are holding out hope on, you know, I think that most people don't want to see an innocent person punished either. So I think they're going to trust with, you know, what the judge has to say. And after all of the verdicts come out, I think that's when we'll see something happening.
So in this circumstance, it would appear
that the situation was handled responsibly. Let's sort of leave it at that. 16 past the hour coming up. Today's 2020 News Quiz question here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello? Awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples. Make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for My Pillow. This is a different story now. My Pillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. My Pillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented My Pillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. My Pillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's this special offer. Buy one My Pillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. 2 pillows for the price of 1. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS. Yes.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Calling all hot rod enthusiasts. Come out to the 11th Nashville Nationals on May 13th through the 15th at the Nissan Stadium. On Friday and Sunday, have your chance to ride Autocross for Kids to benefit the Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer, empowering the children and their families faced with pediatric cancer. To learn more, visit hatcherfoundation.org/autocross.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right, 2020 News Quiz question time. The announcement yesterday of the vice president who will join Gary Johnson on the ticket of the Libertarian Party. Who was that or is that gentleman? 888-302-3684. The name, please, of the person who is on the ticket with Gary Johnson as an independent slash libertarian. And with that conversation when we have it, at the bottom of the hour, because it'll take us a few minutes to get all of these calls straightened out. But with that conversation comes what would be the consequence and why was this done? I have some speculation as to how this all came about. It may be a little bit too conspiratorial, but you know what? That's the way I run. So 888-302-3684, name please. The person who has joined the ticket on the Libertarian Party. Yesterday we were talking about Gary Johnson. What are his chances? Who is he? Has he made any missteps? Is he becoming more well-known? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I would say the person who's running with him, frankly, is more well-known than he is in most circles in the country. So who is that man? Would you like to shake his hand? 888-302-3684. Name, please, for a copy of the book, Life is Great When You Do the Work by Maria Trilogy. 888-302-3684. 21 after the hour and good day.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Gee, imagine another story about people trying to claim Prince's money. Rihanna Nelson and Janine Halloran filed affidavits of heirship in the district court outside Minneapolis. Rihanna Nelson says her father was Prince's half-brother, Dwayne Nelson Sr., which would make her Prince's niece. And Janine Halloran, guardian to a minor whose initials are given only as VN, she says Dwayne Nelson was VN's grandfather, which would make her Prince's grandniece. Good God, these people.
Ching, that's all you hear.
Oh, what a disgusting. Unbelievable. So a probate judge.
I wonder how many of them actually talked to him in life.
Right.
Yeah, even
right.
Knew him. Probate judge is setting up a process to verify all these claims, and there are hundreds of claims against the estate of Prince. What a bunch
I saw 700 a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, 750, something like that. Well, see, that's what sort of, we were just talking about the pedophiles and stuff, and that's what really sets me off my course. I'm hoping I can get back on my course, but I'm just kind of, I just lost my, whatever, my enthusiasm. People like this, ugh. All right, Doug, you're in showbiz. Come on. Fuck up. Let's go.
The show must go on.
Yes,
Doug.
It does. Right. Yeah, this is not showbiz. This is a conversation about what's going on in the world. Kanye West. I believe the president called him a jackass once.
I second that. The president
has a
that one.
Former bodyguard named Steve Stenoulis, who has claimed that working for Kanye is 10 times worse than what some might have imagined, even. And he's a freak, control freak. This guy fired by Mr. West for speaking to Kanye's wife, Kim Kardashian, reveals the staff can only wear black, not allowed to touch Kanye, and must push all elevator buttons for him.
Not just the staff, by the way. You know, when they had their daughter.
Excuse me, yeah?
They had their daughter. They only let her wear black and white. How sad is that for a little girl not to have pink and white and purple colors?
So this guy says the staff are not allowed to speak while in Kanye's presence, and they never know what will trigger his next meltdown. I don't know how Kim stays married to him, he says. I don't know. What would be your... What would you...
Cha-ching!
That,
they're just, I mean, they're fame hoo-hoos, you know? I mean,
yeah.
Come on.
Fame hoo-hoos.
Yeah, they're
the,
better.
The W-H-O.
And ends with an or.
Or. W-H-O-R.
Yeah.
All right, Kesha sung last night. As we talked last week about her not being a participant, she was one day, then she wasn't in the Billboard Awards, and she wasn't. She did get to sing, and she sung a Bob Dylan song. What does it sound like?
Someone to close his eyes for you. Someone to close his heart. Someone who will die for you and more. But it ain't.
Sound like any of you.
I like it. It's okay.
It's all right.
Yeah.
I read a review of the Go-Go's last night. Apparently they weren't that good.
I actually thought Belinda Carlisle sounded really good, and I thought she looked beautiful.
Then there was Celine Dion covering Queen last night at the Billboard Awards.
What pairs best with a cold, refreshing beer? A scorching hot summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale is brewed with bright lemon peel and exotic grains of paradise, so it goes just right with summer taste, like hot dogs on the grill, steaming fresh lobster, and marshmallows over the fire. But its best pair of all, that might be another summer ale with a good friend. Pure summer refreshment from Sam Adams. For the love of beer.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Sometimes you'll love a house and you'll love a neighborhood, but it has a not great school district. Zillow is actually great because you can click on kind of a more detailed section and it tells you how well a school is rated. We kind of prioritized houses that we were going to look at based on that. We were able to walk in and think like, wow, we can make a life here.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store staples.com for details.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Stefan, welcome in. As our conversation with all of your friends continues, Victoria, Kara, Jennifer, and me, and you, at 888-302-3684. All right, so, the 2020 News Quiz question idea comes from a long, sort of twisted history of my radio career. This is sort of the inside story, all right? The reason that a question like this would be asked, or any activity happens around 20 minutes past the hour and 20 minutes before the hour, is because of how radio stations are rated. I'm not supposed to talk about specifics, but there are reasons to get people to listen on certain days of the week and certain hours and at certain times during the hour. So I cleverly mask my questions around the things that I know will hold, it'll hold people, they'll listen longer to the program, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And people just want to find out what the answer is, actually, in this circumstance, whatever other things, whatever kind of radio station you listen to during the day or whatever other radio programs you may listen to, you'll notice if you are aware. Now, people don't care, really. They just want to be entertained. But I'm just saying that in the way things are structured, there are reasons for, in the old days, there used to be what they call the 2020 newscasts on a lot of great radio stations that I listen to all over the country. you got quick blurbs. There were a lot of rock music, and they felt like they had to tell you what was going on in the world, so it would be 60 seconds devoted to the news at 20 past and 20 before the hour. Now some of the morning full-service shows have sports at 20 past and 20 before the hour, or traffic and weather together on the 10s, or yeah, that kind of stuff. So this is just, I'm giving you maybe too much, more than you needed to know or wanted to know about why I asked the question the way I did. And the question is, you have four more minutes to work it through. The former governor who's joining Gary Johnson on the Libertarian ticket, the interest in this shows how much interest there is or isn't in the Libertarian Party. Frankly, I'm quite interested in this, and it may influence, depending on who Hillary Clinton picks or whether or not Donald Trump picks somebody. At the moment, if it were Election Day today, I would vote for Donald Trump. But I'm waiting for other pieces to fall into place. I think that Trump has been maligned. I think he's created his own mess to a certain extent of concern among certain voters, but it may be carefully contemplated. I, for one, think that Donald Trump is influenced by the last person who talks to him before he goes through the door, and that's what his focus is. I know a lot of people like that, and it's okay. I'm not saying he's not deep. I think he's a great business person. I think he speaks to the issues that I, for one, think are very important, as does Bernie Sanders for the most part. I just think Sanders is anathema when it comes to tax policy because he doesn't understand business because he's never been in business, so he doesn't get that part of it, expecting to raise taxes on people to use that money to pay for students who are in debt going to school. All right, anyway, so let me repeat this question. And then let's see if we work on it, get the right answer. We have answers, but right answers are important. So we come to the culmination of the contest. So who's the former governor who has joined Gary Johnson on the Libertarian ticket? 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG. And for that, you will, when you get the right answer, get a copy of a great book, an inspirational book by Maria Trilogy, called Life is Great, Life is Worth Living When You Do the Work. Be very inspired by it. So who is that person on the Libertarian ticket? 888-302-DOUG. Speaking of debt, the class of 2016 has set a record, as most of the graduations are taking place now through the month of May. I think there's probably another round of them this weekend. The last couple of weekends have seen a lot of graduations around the country. Record for the most debt that they would have, that is, graduates would have in history. 70% of the graduating class this year has taken on an average of $37,000 in student loans to finance their degrees. Nearly 72% of students in America today have to take on debt in pursuit of an education because of the increasing costs and decreased government funding for the educational system. I have my own mixed feelings about this. I didn't have government loans. I went to school, and my father paid half, and I paid half. I worked through college. My children had a better shake, but it was much more expensive for them to go to school than it was for me to go to school. If I look at the total cost of sending my children to the two schools that they went to over the years that they went, it was a lot of money, and I'm still paying, and so are they, on loans for it. And they're out of school. My son has been out for at least 15, 16, 17 years, both of them. And we had $250,000 between the two schools that they went to. And my daughter has an Oxford PhD. It was very expensive, but it's also serving her well. And I was proud of what she accomplished in school. So all of those things, you have to weigh the money and the benefits and all those sorts of things. And my son did not have the same experience and ought not to have gone to where he went to school. It was a waste of time and not a waste of money because he ended up finally graduating, but it wasn't the right place for him. And it was an example of these potted ivories. He went to Trinity in Hartford, Connecticut. These potted ivories that are way overpriced and not really worth much more. The education that I got at Heidelberg in Ohio for $4,600 a year. I mean, granted, that was, 50 years ago, but under the circumstances, today, because I am close to the school, I think the tuition there is $34,000 a year, A lot of the state schools are half that, but a lot of the other schools, the Ivies and the potted Ivories, are closer to $50,000 a year. Who can afford that? And what does it give you, really? Does that translate into better future earnings? See, that's really what they should be selling, and they aren't, because it doesn't prove out to bear. I mean, bearing witness on the number of jobs, it takes 20 years for these students to pay off their loans, and that's about where I am. It's really a very expensive proposition. John is in Lake City, Florida. Hi, John. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for calling. How are things in Lake City these days?
Kind of hot.
Hot? Yeah, it's the northern part of Florida, but this time of year it starts getting hot and humid. Lots of thunder showers, that sort of thing every day. But it's quite a nice rolling. There's a nice farm feel to that part of Florida that I quite like. Yeah. All right. So who's the candidate that's joined Gary Johnson on this ticket?
That would be William Weld.
Former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld is on the ticket with Johnson. Do you agree with me that he's more well-known than Johnson is?
It seems that way, yes.
Yeah. He toyed, after he was governor of Massachusetts, he toyed with running for the presidency, and I think it was fairly serious along the path. But he's known as a rhino Republican by those who are from the right, who think everybody ought to think the way they do. So that's why I'm not a Republican anymore. And Weld is really not one either, because he doesn't buy into a lot of the stuff that is part of what it takes to get a foothold or a stranglehold, if you will, in the Republican area these
days. It's hard to get a hold of Republicans.
Yeah. Are you?
I'm a Republican, but a lot of their theories and their ideas are just way beyond me.
Yeah. So, under the circumstances, would you be confused voting? Would you vote for Trump and whoever his running mate is, or would you vote for Johnson and Weld?
I'm kind of leaning towards Johnson and Weld. I like a lot of Trump's ideas, but I don't think he's going to be able to pull it off.
All right. So, if you vote for them, and a lot of other people do, you know, you're handing this to Hillary Clinton. So, neither one of those people. Johnson or Trump would get elected if Johnson siphons off a lot of the vote that otherwise would go to Trump, right? You know that.
Yes, I understand. And policy, I'm not a big fan of politicians. It's you're choosing the lesser of the two evils.
Yes,
or three evils, or however many there are.
How many evils is there? All right, so here's my conspiratorial consideration. You want to hear it?
Sure.
William Weld and Bill Clinton were great friends. When Clinton was president, Bill Weld was governor of Massachusetts. And there were many, for example, the Welfare Reform Act that Clinton got passed. It was an exact model. It wasn't like a little bit here and a little bit there. It was an exact model of what Weld got passed in Massachusetts to reform the outrages in the welfare program. So, and Clinton was always giving Weld credit for having good ideas, and there were many examples. That's the first one that comes off the top of my mind, but there are four or five others, programs that Weld got instituted in Massachusetts as a Republican through a Democratic legislative process that Clinton just took and enacted nationally, and much the same as he stole most of Newt Gingrich's ideas and made them his own. So I'm not saying this is what has happened, but it isn't beyond the scope of possibility that the Clintons and the Welds got together and said, okay, we can have a little deal here. How about you run with Gary Johnson? You'll siphon off enough votes for Trump, and Hillary Clinton be president, and then maybe you can become part of the administration. I don't know that to be the case, have no proof. I'm just telling you, that's in my gut.
That is a very interesting theory.
Yeah, okay, so you can run with it. Hold on a second, John. Thank you very much. Good to talk with you. I hope things are well and stay well with you in Lake City, Florida. The answer to the question, Bill Weld joins Gary Johnson on the ticket. Matter of fact, I think this is going to be a fairly interesting reality. It's a quarter before the hour, 15 before the hour, or 45 past the hour here on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Jessica, who's there?
I'm that little voice in your head that reminds you of important things.
Okay, what do you want?
You need to use your Shop Your Way surprise points at Sears before they expire.
I forgot all about those.
I know. Members get free surprise points toward their favorite purchases in-store or online. Check your account at ShopYourWay.com, then use points on anything you want. Sandals, patio furniture, maybe a new jacket for spring.
Where is my jacket?
Cleaners, ready on Thursday.
Surprise points are valid until May 25th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. Go to ShopYourWay.com for details.
Millions of people have switched to Sprint this past year, and they're discovering that the Sprint network is better than ever. To celebrate, we're extending our 50% off promotion, so you don't have to miss out on this amazing deal. Switch to Sprint today and save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans for a limited time only. That's right, 50% off. All this on the Sprint network, which is faster, plus more reliable, and has better coverage than ever. Why wouldn't you switch today? We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line via reward card. Learn more about how you can save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans. Hurry into a Sprint store or visit Sprint.com today.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Includes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line port activation fee and credit. See website for eligible plans. Savings until 3/31/2018 after pay full amount. Requires trade-in of current working smartphone. Restrictions apply.
This report is brought to you by the Aetna Foundation. What do Tulsa, Cleveland, Kansas City, San Diego, Durham, and New Haven have in common? They are all rising to the Healthiest Cities and Counties Challenge. The Aetna Foundation, the American Public Health Association, and the National Association of Counties have come together to recognize 50 cities and counties that are making a significant health impact in their community and empower others to make a change. This new initiative is recognizing communities that show measurable changes in health and wellness by providing a total of $1.5 million in prizes. Dr. Marilyn Ostrowski, Executive Director of Aetna Foundation.
We all have a role to play in improving health and wellness in our communities, and we know now no single group can make sufficient changes alone. Through the challenge, we are meeting communities where they are and rewarding innovation and cross-sector partnerships that lead to healthier days.
Will your city or county rise to the challenge? Submit an application by May 31st to be considered. For more information, visit healthiestcities.org.
What pairs best with a cold, refreshing beer? A scorching hot summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale is brewed with bright lemon peel and exotic grains of paradise, so it goes just right with summer taste, like hot dogs on the grill, steaming fresh lobster, and marshmallows over the fire. But its best pair of all, that might be another summer ale with a good friend. Pure summer refreshment from Sam Adams. For the love of beer.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Good day, program. I'm Doug Steffen. The news today is going to be not filled with, but there will be a lot of anecdotal conversation about the 358 shootings in the U.S. so far this year that killed or injured four or more people. Most of the cases outside in bad neighborhoods involving criminals and gang activity. Most were race and age specific. Black men, age 30 or younger, in most of the cases, both shooters and victims. 94% of all crime committed against blacks is by other blacks. The domestic violence shootings mainly involve white people. Those were the two different distinctions in this report. What do you think of that as you sort of chewing on your Cheerios this morning? It's a 10 before the hour on Good Day.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Now Well, this is 7 before the hour. It's 53 after the hour, and it's time for Technology in Review. Tech Talk time on Good Day. Victoria and I have some things in our sights. The Uber folks apparently know when you need a ride. The app can tell when your phone battery is low. Huh? How do they figure that? So this allows them to charge more and more?
This is a scary, yeah. I mean, if an app can access your phone, your information that's that vital to your phone, like your battery level, and then that's how they charge your surge pricing. Because they know that you're more desperate.
They say they don't exploit this knowledge, really.
Yeah, right.
Why do you use it then?
Yeah, exactly.
Why do you have it in the first place?
Yep.
I like Uber for the most part. But I think this—they're like every other one. This is a software company. They have people who figure out how to do this stuff, and that's it. They don't own the cars. The people don't really work for them. People are trying to get them to hire them as employees. That'll never work in the long run because it's not their model. Their model is not to have any equipment other than the computers, and not to have any employees other than people that takes to run the computers. That's it. So, and they're a $5 billion company. So that's got to tell you something about the need for their services. But I think in some circumstances, when companies get like this, they overdo it. Do you know what I mean? They go too far, and then they ruin what they have. Just get people into cars and shut up. That's all. Okay, up next, Google, Levi's, Amazon. Hooray! This is Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right, let's see what we have here. 56 past the hour. Amazon has some news about its own brand of snacks, diapers, and detergent. Yes, I've always wanted to have an Amazon diaper. I think that's important. Amazon is not your traditional retailer. I bought a couple of TV sets over the weekend for my new house. I went to Best Buy with Bob to buy them. And the comparison is to go to, you look at your Amazon app or you go to Amazon on your smartphone or whatever they're charging for these TVs. That's what you can buy them for at Best Buy or anyplace else. And you wonder how it is Amazon ships stuff, doesn't cost you to buy that stuff from Amazon. So the margin, because the margin is pretty slim on these TVs anyway, they're pretty much, there's about $100 on these things, give or take. And so if there is that or less, Amazon's selling them for less and they're shipping free, there's not a lot of markup in these things. They're what they call fair market, fair trade items. I think that's what they call them. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if they're doing the same thing with these diapers or the other things that they're selling. This is an interesting thing. You can go on to Amazon and find pretty much anything you want. I can't find a tractor on Amazon, but you can find a lot of other stuff.
How many people search Amazon for a tractor diaper?
Probably not many people. But they're going to do eBay. You wait and see. You can find tractors on eBay. You wait and see. Amazon's going to do that. All right, so now in the same vein, Google and Levi's are going to launch a wearable, technologically astute jacket. Well, what's going to be in the jacket?
Well, this is a really interesting thing. Last year, Google announced that they wanted to get into the, what they call the wearables. And right. So it's technology that's paired with either smart pants or smart socks or whatever. And they decided that their first test model is going to be a denim jacket. So they partnered with Levi's. And the denim jacket looks very cool, kind of industrial looking. And it's very fashionable. And the technology is in the fabric. It's literally woven into the fabric. The thing that's interesting about the jacket, they aimed this at urban cyclists. So someone who's riding along on their bike in the city doesn't have time or it's not safe to be pulling your phone out for everything. So you literally swipe the arm of the jacket. It's programmable. And everything, it's voice activated too. And it's washable. That's the most important thing. It's washable.
Unbelievable. Yeah. All right. Tech Talk time on Good Day. 59 past the hour.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.